You're welcome back to the news at one. More people are due in court shortly in connection with yesterday's violent anti-immigrant protests in the Dublin suburb of Coolock. The trouble at the former Crown Paints plant appeared to have been sparked by news that work on asylum seeker accommodation was about to begin. During a spree of violence lasting several hours, rocks, fireworks and other missiles were thrown at Gardaí. Garda cars were attacked, a digger, pallets and mattresses were set alight. The main road was closed, a number of businesses shut their doors and two buses were surrounded. The chaos has been condemned by local representatives and community groups, but they've also complained about a lack of official engagement with local people. Paul Rogers is the CEO of the Northside Partnership, which works with groups in the area. What were his feelings as he watched the violence unfold?
I suppose shock, obviously. I suppose some element of not surprised, given what happened earlier on this year in relation to the protests and the scale of those at the time. You know, it's a very challenging issue with the ongoing protest that was at the site, or the encampment, I suppose. And I do think you see the number of young people that were involved in, you know, really reprehensible behaviour in that. But I think just, I don't know, were they drawn to that because of political motivations, or was it just because it was something that was kicking off in their community and they were going to be there in any way, you know? It's very challenging, you know, speaking to staff here this morning and other people across the organisation and the community, like, everybody's in shock and nobody condones what happened. But there's a lot of mixed views, I think, as well, about the site and the scale of the proposed development and stuff like that. So, I mean, from the perspective of the Northside Partnership, we do what we can to try and support the integration of members of new communities and that, but this is, it's just quite challenging.
You were part, I think, of the group that spoke to officials from the Department of Integration back in April. Have you had any engagement with them since then?
Up until yesterday, no. Those meetings that took place back in April, where there were really just communications as to what was planned, what was going to take place. I think the department themselves were quite clear that it's not consultation, it's communications, you know. So I'm not quite sure in terms then of who's taking the leadership on it. We'll do what we can as an organisation to try and, you know, we're Northside Partnership, we work in partnership with community, voluntary and statutory organisations. But there hadn't been any further communication up until yesterday, no.
Right. So we have this situation where there was a protest that had been going on for months. But as far as you know, there hadn't been any further attempts made to bring it to an end.
No, not that I'm aware of, in terms of who's taking the lead on this, no. We ourselves have been reaching out to other community and voluntary organisations across the catchment that we work with to get a sense of the challenges that they're facing with regard to, you know, the integration of members in new communities and stuff like that. And, you know, we are planning some work in that regard to try and support organisations as best we can and their service users to try and maybe address some of the rhetoric, the misinformation, and trying to find ways to engage with people and try and unpick some of the myths and mythologies around this. But that's a sort of a longer term piece of work. It takes a bit of time to pull that together.
Is it possible to say how much support the protests have? Because I was struck yesterday looking at social media that there were quite a lot of comments from people, quite a lot of pushback from people saying, I'm from Coolock and what's happening today doesn't represent me or anybody I know.
I mean, the majority of people in the area don't support what happened yesterday. How could anybody support what happened yesterday? You know, anybody I'm speaking to just thinks the behaviour, as I said, is reprehensible. You know, so I think in the majority of people just think, you know, nobody could condone that. But and that goes to the work that we've been doing. You know, we've been working with members of the Northside Community Forum to facilitate the integration of members in new communities that are already in the area across a number of different sites. And that's been a phenomenal response. We've had community organisations opening up their doors to allow their facilities to be used. We have, you know, 35, 40 volunteers supporting us with Falchess Jocks, people from across the community providing English language classes. So that's the evidence of the response that we're seeing. It's people, you know, stepping up and helping out in any way they can to welcome people into the community.
In your view, what should happen now to ensure that we don't see the same sort of scenes again?
That's a big question. I suppose, you know, we do need leadership on this in terms of be it at the department or be it at the local authority. Northside Partnership is here to play its role in that in terms of partnership. I do think one of the challenges we're facing, though, has been the, you know, lack of investment in community and voluntary services since the economic crash of 2008. We've seen, you know, deprivation grow in our areas since the last census, the difference between 2016 and the 2022 census, and investment on behalf of the state has not got back to where it was back in 2008. Even the work that we're doing in supporting the integration of members in new communities and that is funded on a short-term basis, and it's not a short-term challenge we're facing. It needs to be funded in a much more structured and coherent way over a longer term. So I think that's one of the challenges that we're facing, you know, in an area where services are already under pressure and are suffering. You know, people have concerns with other people having additional needs coming into the area, that it's going to put further pressure on services and supports.